You're listening to Radio Albion, talk radio for the nationalist community.
Welcome to the Daily Nationalist. Today's date is Friday the 17th of June 2022 and you're listening to me, Sven Longshanks, streaming at radioalbion.com. We've reached the end of another week and the weekend is almost here. You're listening in your lunch hour or on your way home from work or perhaps downloading it later. But I do know that you've all tuned in today because you want to hear from my guest, Grandpa Dan, all the way from Texas. Grandpa, how are you doing today? How's life treating you?
Hot and miserable. I wish I had the ability to force Dr. Johnson down here just so I could sit around and watch him suffer in the heat with with the rest of us. But other than that, doing great once again this week. You know, we're just trucking along here and observing how the system continues to break down. I think we're going to be looking at some evidence of that today, you know, as these people who are running things are just living in a bubble and completely detached from reality, you know, like people's day-to-day lives dealing with inflation. But as we're going to see today, they're dealing with other things that concern them.
Well, yeah, because really it's another episode of Clown World in Review today, where we'll be talking about adult performers reading storybooks to children, which is quite a controversial topic and one that's also being discussed in the mainstream media at the moment. New York City Council has spent more than $200,000 in taxpayers' money on drag queen shows at city schools since 2018, the New York Post reported on Saturday. The shows featured cross-dressing performers interacting with kids as young as three, and some parents are furious that they were not given a chance to request an opt-out for their children. So what is going on here? Essentially, what you have is adult performers who perform lewd acts, lewd dances for adults that are now performing these dances and reading books and dressing in the same clothes in front of small children. And obviously, a lot of people are going to be shocked and offended at that. So what is this argument here? Well, the drag queens say that if they can perform like this and appear like this in front of children and children get used to it, when the children grow up, they won't beat up the drag queens. They will just see them as something that is harmless. And of course, nobody wants anybody to get beaten up. Nobody wants any violence. And that's their logic there. But of course, then you've got the issue that what they're actually doing is adult performing. They are adult performers. And it would be the equivalent of introducing a stripper to the school, doing a strip show, and then reading a book to the children. And of course, people would be complaining about that. And then we also have some instances where these drag queens have actually been involved in child abuse, and then they've been putting themselves forward as suitable for reading to these children at the library. So I think on the whole, when you look at it, then this is not something that should be going on. I mean, children should not be exposed to adult performers. And yet, because there is this link with drag queens, with homosexuality, and because we're not allowed to discriminate against homosexuals, this seems to get passed in the law. It almost seems like a loophole. If you're a homosexual, then you can get away with doing things that you couldn't do if you're a heterosexual, because I doubt very much whether a stripper would be, a female stripper would be invited in to read stories to children. And I'm not saying that all of these drag queens have got malign intentions, but I'm sure that there are some that do. In fact, there have been some, as I say, that have been prosecuted for child abuse and child pornography that have been involved in putting on these drag queen shows at the library. And when you get to this part here where they say some parents are furious, they were not even given a chance to request an opt-out for their children. I mean, it means that this is really being forced upon these children against the parents' wishes. It's like the schools are saying, we are going to expose your children to acts of a sexualized nature from a very early age, regardless of your permission or not, which is, of course, why so many people are now taking up homeschooling. I mean, what are your thoughts on all of that, Grandpa?
And for a backdrop of this, we have to remember that there was the school district over here in the U.S. that, you know, asked the Department of Homeland Security to designate these parents complaining about this sort of thing as some potential domestic terrorism. That's how out of whack things have gone. I'm glad you used a really good analogy there, Sven, with the, you know, comparing it to like if you had a stripper. Can you imagine if you had a stripper story time hour, you know, and she does a strip routine? Of course, she goes ahead and, you know, leaves the bare essentials on, maybe some stickers across the nether regions there to technically make it okay. You know, she finishes off by doing a great pole dance and all the kids clap together, because that's what this is the equivalent of. You know, this is because I think all of this rainbow gibberish gets confusing for people. You know, people have to understand this doesn't have anything. This drag queen thing is a completely separate thing from the transgender thing. These are not people that have gender dysphoria and they think they're women. I mean, these are just homosexuals that do this like a stripper teen dance. I mean, it is sexualized. They're trying to brush that over. They're trying to paint over that and minimalize that. But that's exactly what it is. But it's not the same thing as, you know, because we're getting this whole, that alphabet is so expanded now, they finally just gave up and put a plus at the end of it because it kept getting longer and longer. But this doesn't have anything to do with the T. This is strictly this is something that goes on in gay bars, you know, basically like their version of strippers. And now we're doing it for little kids. And if the parents are, you know, want to complain about it or opt out, well, that's just too bad. Now, again, as I pointed out, as we opened the store, this is in the backdrop of services in this country are failing. You know, people can't get access to education system in this country, all across the country is a complete mess. It's abysmal. Everybody knows the education system is failing in this country. And yet you have people that live in this bubble. New York City's $200,000. I mean, what could you do with $200,000? And they're spending it. How does this cost $200,000 to put on these shows? I mean, even if they wanted to bring the drag queens in to groom the kids, I mean, why does that cost $200,000? I mean, are the drag queens not willing to do it for free? What's going on with all of that? I think we'll get into it a little bit more as we go along.
Yeah, they spent nearly $250,000 on this, bringing them in. But the other side of this as well is, of course, the kids see the performer there. They think that's exciting, and then they want to emulate it as well. So to use that analogy, if you had the stripper there who did a dance, perhaps had the pole there, then read a book, then you'd have the kids saying, well, I want to be like that when I grow up. I want to be a stripper when I grow up. And I mean, what parent is going to want their child to be a stripper when they grow up? And you've got the same thing that's going on here with the drag queens giving their performance. And then you've got kids saying, well, I want to be a drag queen when I grow up. And of course, if you then say, well, I don't really think that's appropriate, you're going to be accused of being homophobic, aren't you? Well, since January, Drag Story Hour New York City has organized 49 events in 34 public elementary, middle, and high schools in the city, the Post reported, noting that the group earned $46,000 last month alone. Since 2018, the group has received $207,000 from the New York State and from the city departments of Education, Cultural Affairs, Youth, and even transportation. Most of this cash came from the discretionary budgets of city council members, and a further $80,000 has been set aside to bring cross-dressing men into classrooms and libraries this year. I mean, it's full-on propaganda. It's full-on gay pride propaganda against children that's going on here. I mean, elementary, middle, and high schools. And I had a look at one of the videos that the library is putting out, and they were suggesting that people show this to 2 to 3 year olds, 4 year olds, and then have a discussion with a child as to what it is that makes the man want to dress up like a woman. I mean, why would a homosexual wish to dress up like a woman? And that is a suitable subject to be discussing with a three-year-old. I mean, this really does say to me that our civilization is falling apart. These are not the sort of things that a child is going to be able to understand. I mean, sexuality comes into this, and yet you're talking to children that are many years away from entering adolescence or puberty. You're introducing them to sexualized subjects that they're not going to understand. And I think this is the reason for it. I mean, again, this is the argument that the LGBTQ crowd will use, is because the children are unaware of this. It means that they're not going to be prejudiced against these people when they get older. But what about the risk? What about the damage? What about the loss of innocence? I mean, I'm sure there must be LGBTQ people that are also against this. I know there are now lots of transgenders that are speaking out against this promotion of transgenderism to children. Perhaps there are drag queens that are also speaking out about this, because I mean, it just looks so sinister with an adult performer there with a 3-year-old child on their knee. Grandpa, what do you make of all this money that's being spent on them?
Well, you can tell how accurate the counterpoint is by how outraged they get. And when people refer to this as grooming, they get really, really outraged. So, you know, you're pretty much with that much flack, you know, you're pretty much over the target, because there is no logical explanation. I mean, you kind of laid out what the counter argument to that would be, that, oh, well, this way they won't grow up to be prejudiced, blah, blah, blah. You know, I don't think anybody, if you go back ancient history, like, I don't know, 15 years ago, 10 years ago, before all of this was being crammed down everybody's throat, I don't think people really went around, you know, just obsessed with what, you know, is going on in a gay bar. You know, did anybody care they were doing drag strip shows or whatever in a gay bar? No, nobody cared, because they're not going to go in a gay bar. You know, so I think that argument falls apart. This is about exposing kids early. I mean, you had people that say, you know, the argument is that homosexuals, you know, because they cannot biologically reproduce, they reproduce by exposing young people to this sort of thing. And they say, oh, no, that's horrible. That's awful. You're spreading this horrible information. And then you turn around and you have this. I mean, what other explanation is there really? I mean, bringing 3-year-olds to a drag show and telling them, oh, hey, you know, let's have a discussion about why guys do this and where this goes on and what the outcome of it is. And it's bad enough when you have these events in libraries, you know, it's disgusting all the way around. But it's one thing, I mean, it's bad enough when you have it going on there and it's a situation where you have parents that probably shouldn't be parents that voluntarily take their kids to the event because they think it makes them a good person. That's bad enough. What we're talking about here is the school's doing it. The parents weren't told about it. The parents weren't given an opt-out for it. Now you see that they're making $46,000 a month. Like, oh, that's chicken feed. I'd love to have $46,000. I don't make $46,000 a year, nowhere near that. You know, meanwhile, the school bus breaks down. You know, your kids can't get to school. You got kids graduating, don't even grasp proper basic sentence structure. You know, they can't read, they can't write, they can't do beyond basic math in a lot of these situations. And what are they spending this money on? They're spending this money on stuff like this. Why? What's the justification? There is no justification. It's all basically, at the end of the day, it's societal destruction. It's social engineering that's run amok. At some point in time, you would think sane people in charge somewhere would say, yeah, no, we're not going to do that. But apparently there's no longer any sane people in charge of anything.
Well, I would certainly agree there. Well, Drag Story Hour New York City shows are described by New York Public Libraries as inclusive, gender-affirming programs in which colorfully dressed men in women's clothes give children a sample of LGBTQ reads with lots of songs and glitter along the way. And the group has put on shows at public libraries in the city since 2017. So there's two points there. I mean, you pointed out, Grandpa, that the trans agenda is different to this drag queen thing, but they're including the trans agenda here. They're saying that this is a gender affirming program, which means that they are accepting children that are claiming to be the opposite gender and are treating them as the opposite gender. So as well as the drag queens there, you've also got this encouragement of children to be gender dysphoric and to set them on these pathways, which end up with them stopping puberty and taking the opposite sex's hormones, which can result in all sorts of awful things happening to the body. It's an experimental treatment, which means that people cannot actually be sued for it either. I learned recently there's lots of people that are now speaking up against this, that have regretted going on this pathway. And yet you've got this is being encouraged here. And the second part of this is this LGBTQ reads with lots of songs and glitter along the way. So they're trying to make it as exciting as possible. They're trying to make it appeal to children as much as possible. Songs and glitter alongside with these LGBTQ books. So they're effectively trying to make the homosexual lifestyle as appealing as possible to children, to three-year-olds, to four-year-olds. I mean, if that is not sinister, then I don't know what is. I mean, especially this gender reaffirming bit that comes with this. So they're not just encouraging children to take up the LGBTQ lifestyle, they're also encouraging them to go on a pathway that can lead to them being infertile, to their bones crumbling away, to them committing suicide because they're unable to actually change gender, to regretting the fact that they have had all these medical procedures and yet they can't actually change into the opposite sex, and they end up ruining their lives. And all of this is being encouraged. And the reason for it, as I say, well, this stops people being discriminatory against gays when they get older, and it might stop the odd person from being violently attacked. Is it worth doing all of that? Is it worth the risk to these children just to prevent, you know, a theoretical instance of violence possibly happening many years later? And I would say it is not worth that risk when you lay it all out. But people aren't able to lay it all out, because if they do, they're going to be accused of being homophobic or transphobic or drag queen phobic or whatever. And what do you think of my thoughts there, Grandpa? Do you agree with them?
Yeah, they're purposely, I really want to bear down on this, because I said this earlier, and it may have come out sounding like, you know, people just don't understand, but this tells us right here, they threw in this gender affirming thing. They are purposely conflating this narrative. They're purposely conflating transgenderism with this drag queen business, and they're two separate things. A person can be transgender without it being necessarily, like, you know, hypersexualized in nature. They just, in their mind, they believe they're the opposite gender and they wind up pursuing that as their lifestyle, but it's not necessarily sexual in nature. But this drag queen thing is different. This is just homosexuals dressing up in women's clothing, you know, in an outlandish, like a burlesque sort of manner. You know, it's basic. It is sexual in nature, because this is originated and still is very much entrenched in, like, the gay bar scene. I mean, this information is out there. It's not exactly new, you know, startling information. That's where it comes from. That's, you know, you compared it to having strippers earlier, which was a very good comparison. But they're purposely conflating the transgender. I mean, I'm sitting here as you were talking about this, and I'm thinking, if I was a transgender person, I was literally a transgender person, this would piss me off. It really would. It would upset me, because they're conflating two different things, and they're doing it, obviously, they're doing that on purpose. They're sitting there going, well, people think that they're the opposite gender, and you know, yeah, I don't want to be a bad person. This has nothing to do with that. I'll say it again. This drag queen thing has absolutely nothing to do with transgenderism. That is an entirely different thing. But as you see with the whole LGBTQ LMNOP plus whatever, oh wait, P, they haven't thrown the P in yet, but we're, as you can see from this story, we're working our way headlong into that, and it just becomes this jumbled up mess. But there's actually separate things going on here. This is amounts to a strip show for kids. This is about introducing the kids to homosexual lifestyle early, and to what end? I mean, really, to what end? They're saying, oh, so they won't be prejudiced and hateful. But I think it's a little more, as you said, I think it's a lot more sinister than that, Sven.
Well, I think it makes people more angry or more annoyed to see drag queens with 3-year-old children on their laps. I mean, I think that is possibly going to make people want to discriminate against them more than them just doing their act within a gay bar, which, as you pointed out, no, you know, that doesn't bother anybody. I mean, that is consenting adults. But when you have adult performers that are wanting to perform in front of children, then, you know, that is going to upset people. And it's moved on now from just being the reading of the stories in the library to literally performing in the gay clubs and bringing children along to them. And this has caused all sorts of upset over the weekend. But I'm sure you'd have to be over 18 or over 21 to go into one of these gay bars. And that is because of what you're likely to see there. And yet now we have children that are being brought along to these gay bars. While some parents told the Post that they welcomed such shows in schools, others were furious. So there we go. It has got people angry about this. You know, they are the ones that are inciting hatred against themselves by encouraging parts of their community to do this, I think. I didn't get any notice, one parent told the paper. My daughter actually came home and told me that a drag queen came to the school. I feel like it would have been better for that conversation to happen at home. And I think that's what most parents would rather, that sort of thing is talked about when the parent feels that the child is old enough, rather than the child being taught about these things by the drag queens themselves without the parents' knowledge. What do you think about this, Grandpa? Parents are furious about this.
Yeah, who's inciting who exactly? And remember, this isn't the school. Again, we're kind of, you've got these things. Like, I saw some footage the other day, video clips people took of a gay pride parade somewhere, and these moron parents took their kids out there and were forcing them to watch this. These little kids, by instinct, are turning away, repulsed, and they're trying to like force the kid to watch it, you know. And there's these guys, you know, gyrating out there with their G-strings on, and you've got these crazy, mentally unhealthy parents trying to force the kid to watch that as repulsive as that is, those parents did volunteer to do that. Nobody was forced. This is in the schools. This is not a voluntary thing. This is not parents deciding, I really want my 5-year-old to go watch a drag show and learn about homosexuality at age 5. This is the schools doing it, not giving anybody an opt-out or a heads up, and just cramming it down people's throats. And like you said, who's inciting who here? Now, of course, you're going to get an angry reaction from parents. And we've seen before in other school districts, parents go to these school board meetings, make their voices heard. And instead of their voices being heard, it's like, oh, yeah, we should take your views into consideration. They go to the federal government and say, you need to designate these people as possible domestic terrorists. They're becoming a real problem while we cram this stuff down their throats and tell them, you know, well, this is what you're getting, whether you like it or not. The government is paying for this. I mean, this is, if you take nothing else away from this story, the government is paying thousands, hundreds of thousands of dollars to make this happen. Why? Why? When we got kids that are graduating from school, they can't write properly, they can't read properly, they can't do math that we were doing in junior high back in my day. They're graduating from high school and not even on that level, but yet they're spending hundreds of thousands of dollars, and you're not allowed to complain about it. Otherwise, it is you who are an evil hater.
Well, I have to remind people that this is going on in New York City. There has been pushback against it by Ron DeSantis in Florida, and there's been pushback against it in Texas as well. Well, exposing children to drag queens in school is none other than an abuse of authority for the purpose of sexualizing children, activist Dr. Elena Fishbein told the Post, calling the program a flagrant disregard for the real needs of the students. The Department of Education did not comment when asked by the outlet if performers had to pass background checks before interacting with children. And I should imagine they did have to pass background checks. I think everybody has to pass some kind of check before they can work with children or anybody who is vulnerable. But it's interesting here they call this doctor an activist when it's actually a doctor here that is saying this. It's an abuse of authority, and the purpose of it is to sexualize children. And of course, these drag queens will deny that and say that that is not what they are doing. But what about the ones that have been caught for child abuse, the ones that have been found with the child pornography. Quite clearly, they were getting involved in this because they wanted to get close to children for sexual reasons. And if they're encouraging these children to dress up in glitter and to emulate the adult performers, then quite clearly that is sexualizing children. And yeah, she points out here that it's a flagrant disregard for the real needs of the students, which is what you were saying, Grandpa, about the all the funds that is being spent on this. And I guess that, you know, at the end of it, the students, well, they know how to put mascara on, but they don't know how to add up, do they?
Well, yeah, I mean, really, she just hit the nail on the head. It's for the purpose of sexualizing children. We've gone from simply, oh, they're reading stories, isn't that funny, in the library, to now they've got the kids dressing up and partaking in these shows. We've gone already. We've moved on to making the kids dress up like drag queens. We've got kids dressing up doing these shows while adult homosexual men throw money at them. I mean, you know, that's why I said your strip analogy was spot on. And that, what's the next step here? I think the good doctor here really hit the nail on the head with this.
Well, as we were saying there, it's moved on from the libraries to the actual gay bars. Footage from a child-friendly drag show at a Texas gay bar last weekend went viral after children were seen waving dollar bills at performers and joining the queens on stage beneath a sign reading, "It's not gonna lick itself." The footage prompted Republican lawmakers to introduce legislation banning such events, and follow-up shows at the same bar have been picketed by conservative protesters accusing the organizers of grooming children. And I saw some of the flyers that were for this child-friendly drag show, and it was encouraging the parents to bring their children along and to give them money, so that they could give money to the drag queens. Exactly as you're saying there, Grandpa, just like adult men would give money to a stripper. And then the children were encouraged to walk along following the drag queen, do a dance with them, do a song with them. And one of them was interviewed afterwards, and they said that, yes, they want to encourage these children to become drag queens themselves. So they want to encourage the children to become adult performers. I mean, where is it going to go to next? I mean, it started off in the libraries, and now they've got these children going into the gay bars. I mean, what would they think of a child-friendly brothel? Children being invited to go along to a brothel to see all the prostitutes. And it's the same thing. It's adult performers. There should be a distinction between adult and child. And I'm very surprised that the Republicans had to introduce legislation banning such events. You would think that children were banned from gay bars anyway, wouldn't you? I mean, did you hear about this, Grandpa? I mean, it happened over there in Texas. Did you hear about it last weekend?
Yeah, it was on the news. And I have to point out that you have to be 21 years of old legally in the state of Texas to step foot in a bar. You cannot go into a bar under 21 years old because alcohol is served there. So I guess they did some sort of legal, I don't know, gymnastics to somehow make it, they designated as something other than a bar, but it was a bar. It's not going to lick itself. There it is, up on a big neon sign. Now, the doctor has already pointed out in this last bit that we did here that this is about sexualizing children. How do you deny that? You've seen the pictures. Everybody's probably seen the pictures. These kids going around amongst these drag queens, it's not going to lick itself. What is it? What are we talking about here in this context? I mean, how do you dress this up to be anything else? Now, remember, you brought up Governor DeSantis in Florida, and you remember all the outrage over the don't say gay. Oh, my gosh, don't say gay bill. It's worth pointing out that all that law said was that you can't approach kids with this stuff before the fourth grade, before the fourth grade. And that's what they were outraged about. That's what they were saying was just, that's just over the top. That's just anti-gay. It's just homophobic. It's the worst thing in the world if we can't go to first graders and start introducing this stuff to them. I mean, again, the grooming label upsets them a lot. That's how you know it's accurate. I don't know how you color this up any other way. I mean, it was bad enough when we had the whole store time. Oh, but they're just reading children's books to them. Okay, why do they have to be dressed up to do that? And of course, anybody when that first started that said, well, this is leading to more overt things. They were condemned. People would say, oh, that's just, oh, more conspiracy theory. Well, here we are. Kids going down the stage, getting dollar bills thrown at them with a drag queen, with a big neon sign that says it's not going to lick itself. I mean, how much more sexualized do we have to get here? These are kids. I mean, what is wrong with our society? These are kids. This is not adults. This is, you can have an argument about what you should have going on in your society between adults. This is about normalizing. If you can make it, it's not a hard stretch of the imagination when you normalize this. Oh, well, this 5-year-old, this 6-year-old, this 7-year-old, this 8-year-old wants to dress up like a drag queen and dance down the stage in the glitter, and that's A-okay. They can do that. It's not a stretch to see where it's going to the next thing. Oh, well, would you like to see what else goes on here? I'm not going to just get real vulgar here, but I mean, you can use your imagination. This is the trajectory we're on. Let's look at it that way then. This is the trajectory we're on. We have gone from, well, consenting adults shouldn't be hassled for their way of life or what they do in their bedroom, to drag queen story hour, to the kids being indoctrinated and the school districts paying thousands and thousands of dollars to promote this, to dancing along the stage in a gay bar underage, way underage, with a sign that says it's not going to lick itself. Now ask yourself this, if we continue on this trajectory, where are we going to be? Where, I mean, what's the next step in a year or two? This isn't conspiracy. This is just looking at patterns and saying, okay, well, on the trajectory we are on, you are here. It's like those maps. You are here. This is where we're at now. Look and see where we've been. Now, if we continue on this trajectory, how much longer are we at now before we make the next leap to, well, you know, if children at 8 decide they want to partake with adults in homosexual activity, we shouldn't stop them from doing that because otherwise that would be homophobic. I mean, yeah, that's out of bounds right now. But I'm asking, on the trajectory we're on, if we continue at this rate, and what, a year, 2 years, 5 years? Does it matter if it's 20 years from now? At what point then is that become okay? Where everybody is told that you're supposed to be okay with it. These stories, like you said, it's clown world in review, but it's anything but funny because this is where we're headed. I don't think anybody can deny that with the trajectory we are on, we are headed exactly to that place. And sounding the alarm now is the least we could do. We're sounding the alarm that says, you know, we need to stop this trajectory. One, at some point in time, you would think the government, instead of funding this, would say, well, you know, it's actually our job to protect children. So enough is enough. We're not going to do this anymore. But instead, we've got, as we have here, we've got the government not only promoting it, the incident in Texas, they had the police there. The government are providing police for security because, you know, there's people protesting outside and whatnot. The government is actually funding and promoting so much of this. And like I say, with the trajectory we're on, we know where this is heading. It's inevitably heading there where nobody wants it. No sane or rational person wants it to go.
You know, I think it started with Desmond and is amazing, didn't it? It started with that 11-year-old boy that was dressing up like drag queens and hanging out with drag queens. And there was pictures of him and he was dancing and there were adult men throwing money towards him. And now we end up with all these children at a gay bar throwing money at drag queens. And then going on from that to following along with the drag queens, doing the dances with the drag queens. And the next step from that, again, is the adult men throwing the money to the children. And then you end up with the child drag show. And it won't be just Desmond Amazing. It will be loads of little boys dressed up as drag queens with adult men throwing money at them. And of course, I'm not saying that all homosexuals are pedophiles, but there is a certain percentage of them that are going to be excited by this. As we say, there have been ones that have been arrested for this already. And this point here where it says they're accusing them of grooming children. Well, what is grooming? It's preparing children for the loss of their innocence, or preparing children to be preyed upon in some way. And what they're doing here is they're preparing the children to be dressing up as drag queens. They're encouraging them to become adult performers. Now, that is grooming, isn't it? If you go to a child and say, How about becoming a stripper? I mean, that would be a really good. You'd be able to earn lots of money or whatever. Someone would say straight away, you're grooming that child to become a stripper. What they're doing here is they're encouraging these little boys to put makeup on and put wigs on and dress up like drag queens. But because drag queens are associated with homosexuals, you'd be accused of homophobia for pointing that out. I don't think we're being homophobic in pointing this out, because as we've already pointed out, it also harms the homosexuals, because this is the sort of thing that gets people upset about it and gets people thinking, well, I don't like seeing this. All the while it's homosexuals in their gay bars, people aren't bothered with it. They're not going to see it. But once they see this sort of thing happening around children, it winds people up. It upsets people. It causes division in our communities, as they say. Meanwhile, in Washington, D.C., footage showing children and toddlers marching in a pride parade behind a topless man with breasts caused outrage online over the weekend. And I saw footage of this, and these parents were there with the children as if they were watching a Disney parade. There were people walking past with their breasts out. There were men bending over and twerking for the crowd. And there were children that were sort of being forced to watch this. There was a child that was trying to turn his head away, and the mother was turning him around and forcing him to watch this, because this idea is that if they desensitize the children to it, they're not going to be discriminated against these people once they're adults. But at what cost? At the cost of the loss of innocence, basically, is what is going on here. They're taking away the innocence from these children. What do you make of what they have to say here about the pride parade, Grandpa?
Yeah, I saw that. I saw the footage too, and you have to wonder. It's like, what goes on in the mind of a parent that they would want to force them to do that? I mean, I don't know. Yeah, I'm pretty good at trying to figure out where other people are coming from and their reasoning. You know, that's why I don't do the, you know, blind hatred. In most cases, I can just figure out, well, why people think the way they do, whether I agree with it or not. You know, but I can't put myself into the mind of a parent that would sit there and grab their kid by the head and turn them around and force them to watch something that by instinct they know is wrong. I mean, their instinct is telling them this. Again, this isn't anything about consenting adults. This is about little kids. It is grooming it by definition, because you're foisting this upon little kids. As you saw from the footage, kids are like instinctively not wanting to look at that. And you say, oh, well, you have to look at it. You have to look at why, what is being gained here? I mean, what exactly, how are these children's lives going to be better from this? I mean, what's the argument that somehow these kids' lives are going to be better because they're being exposed to this stuff here that is inherently, I mean, it is sexual in nature. I you would have to be just completely deluding yourself to say, oh, well, this has nothing to do, you know, this is not sexual in nature at all. I mean, you've got kids going down the deal with the drag queens now with it's not going to lick itself in the background. I don't know how much more in your face it can be. This is inherently sexual in nature. It's obviously that parade we referenced here. I mean, there's guys grinding on each other and they barely got themselves covered up with the Speedo or whatever. I mean, come on now. Oh, it's nothing to do with sexualizing. It's everything to do with it. And why? Why is it being pushed? Why is it being promoted? You know, what is our society getting better? I guess you can ask that as a person. If you look at these things and you just, for some weird reason, you're so removed from the natural order that you still can't understand exactly what's going on or how it's bad. Just ask yourself this. This has been promoted nonstop now for several years. Is society better for it? Or is it worse? Are people becoming more tolerant? We've talked about this, Sven, in this very show now. People didn't care what gays were doing in their bars. You know, do you sit around and lay awake at night thinking, man, two guys are doing gay sex somewhere, I'm just enraged? No, nobody cares. Is society getting better or is it getting worse? Is society getting more polarized or less polarized? Are people becoming more angry or less angry as they keep shoving this stuff in people's faces? And now, shoving it in children's faces. Is this making things better? They say, oh, it's supposed to make people more desensitized and tolerant to it. Is it working? Is society more harmonious now than it was before? I think the answer is obviously no.
there is far less tolerance around now than there was before. And you're pointing out the sexualized part of this. I mean, the whole identity is based on their sexual identity. That's what it is. That's what a homosexual identity is. It's based on their sexuality. Of course, as nationalists, we say that we base our identity on our ethnicity. And we're told that, you know, we're wrong in doing that. And we should pick some other identity, and it's right to base your entire identity around who you sleep with. I mean, to me that seems alien to me, as if it's a false identity. But if an adult wants to do that, that's up to them. But to encourage the children to do that and to give over their natural identity, which is who they were born to and who their ancestors were, and to encourage them to change that for a sexual identity, which is something they should not even have any understanding of until they've at least started to go through puberty, is a form of child abuse. Well, last year, the CEO of an LGBT advocacy group responsible for funding Drag Queen Story Hour events in Milwaukee, Wisconsin, was arrested and charged with 7 counts of child pornography, and he was sentenced to 9 years in prison. And that's just one instance of this. I know I've seen quite a few where these drag queens have been found to have criminal records for child rape or child pornography. And I'm not saying, again, I have to make this clear, I'm not saying that all of them are involved in that, but there is a certain portion of them that are. And all of these drag queens are involved in adult entertainment. And what they are doing is introducing innocent children to this adult entertainment. I dare say a lot of their intentions are good, that they want to stop discrimination, but the side effect of it is that you're just taking away the innocence from these children, you're putting them at risk, and you're introducing them to things that they should not be seeing until they are really at least 18 years of age. Grandpa, what are your final thoughts on all of this today?
I'd just like to point out again, they purposely conflate the transgenderism thing with this. It's two separate things. This is this whole drag queen thing is sexual in nature. It's not the same as transgenderism. That is a whole nother topic. But they purposely confuse and conflate this so that people do think it's the same thing. Now, as you said, I mean, here we have one instance. Here's a question for you. They were responsible for funding this. How much government money did this person get that had this material that got arrested for this stuff? How much government money did they get? Did they use government money to purchase that? These are real questions that should be answered. They won't be asked, so they won't, much less will they be answered. And finally, for those listening who are parents, ask yourself this. Would you, if somebody said, well, you know, here's a group of people, 10 people, we want you to leave your kids with this group of 10 people. Now, one person in that group is a sexual offender, but it'll probably be okay. Don't worry about it. Now, if you as a parent, yeah, I don't know about you, but your reaction, I think a normal parent's reaction is, if there's any risk, I don't care if it's a 2% or 1% risk. If it's a risk that doesn't have to be taken, you're not going to take it. You're going to say, well, no, I'm going to protect my kid. Well, it's only a 1% chance that something could happen. It doesn't matter. I mean, if I don't let them be exposed to this sort of thing, if I keep them away from this sort of thing, the chance is zero. So it's just it's not worth the risk reward. This is so ridiculous. I was sitting here thinking, imagine if you were going in and taking people's, you know, 8, 9, 10-year-old daughters and putting them in skimpy bathing suits and having them do pole dances and dance around and gyrate for grown men throwing money at them. I mean, it's literally the same thing, but we're supposed to say, oh, well, it's different because these are boys and it involves a homosexual community. It's not different. It's all wrong. And this is about little kids. Like you said, they haven't even gone through puberty. This is literally, in so many of these cases, this is about prepubescent children. It's literally grooming. They're upset about when you call them groomers, when you say this is grooming, they get upset because it's the truth. So often, it is always the truth that causes the most vehement reaction, the most vehement denials and condemnation. This is what grooming looks like. If you walked into an individual's house and they had another person's kid in there and they were doing a strip show for them, you would be like, what are you doing? You would call the police, would you not? Would you not call 911? If you walked into your neighbor's house and they had somebody's kid in there and they were doing like a drag queen strip show, you would be calling 911 and being like, get the cops over here. But yet, as we've covered today, it apparently is public policy, because in many instances, the government is not only promoting this, they're actually funding it.
Yeah, you have to wonder what they think of it in the Islamic countries. We know that they're against this in within the Russian Federation. They wouldn't allow this sort of thing to go on. And I think you make a good point there about the hypersexualization of the drag queens, which is in contrast to the lack of sexualization with these transgenders. Once they start taking the opposite sex's hormones, they very often don't have a libido. So they're very often not sexualized at all, transgenders. Some of them are, but a lot of them aren't. Whereas drag queens, it is all hypersexualization. As you see at that gay bar with that sign up there, it's not going to lick itself. And that is what is now being promoted to our children, unfortunately. Well, thank you very much for coming on today, Grandpa. Thank you very much, listeners, for listening. I will be back on Monday with more of the Daily Nationalist for you. God bless. And hail victory.
You're listening to Radio Albion, talk radio for the nationalist community.